My name is Ben Pierce, and the title of my sculpture is Hesitant. So this piece was part of a series of sculptures that I was creating, and I created some guidelines for myself to try to create under some simple circumstances where I was trying to use straight lines and a circle, trying to get down to some like fundamental elements and to see if I could still make a sculpture that was dynamic. So using that guideline of straight lines and circles, I comprised this sculpture that has diagonal lines. It also has this lean quality to it, which almost implies movement or that it's falling possibly because it seems unbalanced with the angles. It seems unbalanced, but the piece in reality is very balanced. Even without being welded to its plate, it would stand up on its own. The quality of being unbalanced in itself lends itself to feeling like it's movement without being kinetic, without actually moving. It's a perceived motion, so it just creates a dynamic feel to the piece while the piece still remains static. Now, there are limitations to this. There are better views of the piece from certain angles, and then there are less interesting views because it is static. Previous themes that I've explored in my work have been personal experiences and feelings that I've had through like relationships, friendships, or otherwise. This piece is from a series titled The Balance Series, and that series was trying to draw away from those personal experiences to myself and make it more about the materials, that challenge to create a piece with the straight lines in the circle, and make it about the viewer and how they view the piece. And then this series, The Balance Series, led to other things, which are growth, like plant growth, like this organic dynamic that happens. So in creating artwork, even from the beginning, I've intentionally tried to simplify design. Like kind of the tagline on my website is modern, simple, honest. So I like modern contemporary design, but also simplified down to just the rudimentary forms and elements and shapes. And I think this allows for more ambiguity. Maybe that's not even the right word, but leaving it open for discussion. So I don't even want my personal narrative to influence the viewer. It's just vague enough. It just implies something enough, but not quite, to spark an idea from the viewer to allow them to connect their own dots, to put their own personal narrative or experiences into that void, and then to relate to the piece. I think it makes the piece or pieces easier to relate to when you've put not less of yourself into it. You put yourself into the work, but you've put less things that could be misconstrued or not understood the way you wanted them to, because you're not able to stand there at the sculpture and explain it every day. People are going to view this on their own terms, and that's what public art's all about, viewing this on their own terms where they're able to walk up to it and experience it in the middle of the day or at night or when they're walking by with their children or walking their dog or whatever the circumstances are. They're able to experience it on their own terms, and then at that rate, because you're not there to explain it, it can become what they want it to be. There's no thing that I would want to be implicit in this sculpture that I'm not trying to draw the viewer to some conclusion. Not with this work anyway, for sure. I just want them to enjoy just pure aesthetics. So sometimes why do you buy an end table or why do you buy a couch? There's something about it you just liked, right? So about my work, and not everyone's going to like the work, and that's okay. Forming an opinion about the work is what public art is all about. It's creating that dialogue, that interaction. Whether I'm there with the piece or not, the piece is creating a dialogue. So just a person creating an opinion about the piece is successful, whether it's a positive or negative one. But whatever they form about it, I have no agenda. There's no agenda with the piece. My name is Ben Pierce, and the piece is titled Hesitant.